Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We got a lot of stuff to do today. We're going to do Two Keys and a Lock. Tim May from the Tim May Podcast. We're going to talk a little Ohio State as they get set to kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And we're also sitting here trying to figure out the Browns. And, you know, we were asking before we went to the break, do you think the change with a play caller is going to make a difference? And we just both think it's limited. I want to see what it looks like, though. I mean, it's sitting there right in front of us.
I want to see if he uses different personnel.
And that'll be it. Or you want to see you're essentially going to see the same personnel, only mixed differently.
If he accentuates different guys, you know, we're going to make a bigger effort to get the ball to Jerry Jeudy. We're going to run the ball more. We're going to mix in, you know, Cedric Tillman's going to get 10 passes thrown his way. We'll see.
This is a question I really didn't want to ask, but I'm going to get into it anyway. What happens if the Browns lose on Sunday? What does it mean? What does it mean if they lose to the Jets?
Well, we talked about this yesterday a little bit. I think it's a pivotal game, and it's pivotal for the future of coaches, front office. I truly think. I mean, the Jets, Andy, the Jets told everybody they're tanking. They said we're rebuilding. We're getting rid of our two best defensive players. We're picking up draft picks. We're out, everybody. See ya. That's what they told everybody at the trade deadline. You go lose to them? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I think the Browns are the favorite in a road game.
Road favorites.
When you're a two-win team, it's kind of like, whoa, really? Oh, Vegas thinks you're going to win this game.
Nick Costos thinks they're going to win this game.
There you go.
Our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider.
They don't even need to play it if Nick's saying that. What are you looking for in this week's game? What do you think the Browns are going to do? Why are the Browns going to look different? If they do win and they pick up that third win of the season, does it change your perspective on where they're at? I still think, unless the Steelers lose a couple games and you had any hope for anything, you know, beyond the draft, I don't see it.
There's one other thought here that we haven't touched on too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're changing the play caller. Tommy Rees is going to call plays. They're also coming off a bye week. If you have extra time to get ready to play the New York Jets and the Jets, who are 1-7 and aren't good, and the Jets traded their two best defensive players, and you come out and lay an egg, Andy, that's just an awful look. I don't expect that to happen. I think the Browns are going to play well, and I think they're going to win. But man, if they don't, I think it tells you everything you need to know. And it might tell you the future, the immediate future of your quarterback. If Dylan Gabriel goes out and doesn't play well this week, well, bring on Shadur. I mean, why not? You know, Dylan's opportunity to lock up that job for the rest of the year.
A little bit of news real quick, gentlemen. Rockies make it official that they have hired Paul DePodesta to be the club's president of baseball operations, effective immediately. So Rockies make official the Paul DePodesta hire.
Hmm. Anything about a press conference? I'm just curious. Would you want to hear what he has to say?
Absolutely want to hear what he has to say.
Dan,
I don't want to hear the whole press conference, but I'd like to hear.
That's why we have beat writers.
I'd like to hear the cut when he's asked about the Browns.
What about us being the beat writers when we have the chance to listen in?
That's why we have beat writers.
That's also why we get to not have to take everyone else's opinion on that stuff and come up with our own.
That's why we have beat writers.
You want to smack him or you want me to?
I can't reach him.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm dying to hear what he had to say about the Browns.
I'm sure he will say very little.
I really enjoyed my time there and blah, 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 blah.
I have a feeling it will be that. It's not like the PR training goes away. You know, this isn't going to be Paul DePodesta unfiltered.
I want to let everyone know that I'm the man responsible for the rooms in Berea.
Before we go any further, I made the Deshaun Watson trade. Thank you. End of mystery.
Wow. Would that take everybody off the hook?
Yeah, it would take the entire organization off the hook.
I'm the guy behind the RC Cola.
I'm the reason.
Do you like the new variety of hot dogs available? That was my call.
I'm the reason the Rams moved out of Cleveland and went to L.A.
I, Paul DePodesta, am the reason why the grass on the field has looked better this year.
Well, that's a good one. You know why? Because when he gets out on the grass, it changes everything.
Because they haven't been playing at home.
That's true. The grass does look fit.
You can't really rip the grass up when you're not standing on it.
It looks spectacular.
It does.
The turf looked great last night.
Done great.
I'm the reason the scoreboards look like Tennessee. And I really wish Drew Carey wouldn't have said what he said. It's my fault. It's my responsibility.
Are we going to do this bit?
Oh, nope. Of course we are.
All right.
Blame Paul DePodesta for anything right now. 216-474-0092.
Get to us at CLE Talking Heads. What's wrong? That is Paul DePodesta's fault. The best so far goes to my buddy Gary, who sent me Paul DePodesta is the reason why we lost the United Hub.
It's really good.
Good point. Paul DePodesta is the reason the Indians don't play at League Park anymore.
Chip actually sent me an email. He said, my sources tell me that Paul left because he didn't get the play calling gig.
That's really good.
You are so talented,
Cleveland. It really is good.
You are so talented. Paul DePodesta is the reason for all the traffic coming into town from the west side now, too. He was the one that planned the construction schedule on that. You know that?
Chip sent me a second email.
Yeah.
After giving me the definition of analytics, it says, data shows the ship is going down and it's time to jump out.
Oh, I just got this one. Someone told me Paul DePodesta is the man that called Red Right 88.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Jared does here. I heard Paul DePodesta was the reason why the Indians did not want to pay Jim Thome a couple more million.
It's unfortunate. But I also heard Paul DePodesta is the reason we have all the statues out there now. Because it was his idea. He had so many great ideas. And we can blame him for all of them. He's the reason that the... I'm not going to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought about it. Didn't do it. Walked down the road. Said, forget about it. I'm sure you're going to blame Paul DePodesta for something else. Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, earlier in the show, Dan mentioned that, you know, nothing's going to change here. It'll just be a rearranging of the chairs on the Titanic.
But, yeah.
You know, we have our own historical perspective from when Hugh Jackson was fired and Greg Williams took over.
Well, it was good.
Same players. Team turned around on a dime. So it might not change, but it also very well could. Just different voices, different perspectives. So, you know, we have to – let's see what happens here, right?
Yeah,
right,
you think they win? They win?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. You don't think they win this week?
I think we're a very bad football team with very little talent, and I just think we're – I think.
Do you think the Jets have more talent than we do now?
I mean, I think the Jets are going to come out hungry. Jets are a bunch of backup players going to come out and prove their worth. I think that
– we had an extra week off. Jeff brought that up. If there's a week they're ever going to win,
that extra week off.
It's this week.
No, we do terrible off bye weeks. We always lose off bye weeks. Hey, the writing's on the wall here. Stefanski gave up play calling. DePodesta has decided to just move on, which maybe he was given a hint. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. You know, I think this is all great news for the Browns. I think we're moving in the right direction with some new changes in leadership, and let's get it. The direction hasn't worked. Look at DePodesta's record since he's been here, since 2016.
Yep.
Who knows what he does? But Barry's been here. Stefanski's been here. It's been 6-7 years. Time, yeah, new voices. So go Browns, guys.
All right. Thank you. Paul DePodesta is the reason Ohio State couldn't beat Michigan last year. I heard that too. Man, all of this information coming in. Robert in Brecksville. Robert.
I got two for you. So I, Paul DePodesta, am the reason why that I messed that up. I, Paul DePodesta, am the one who opened the gate to let the guy in to turf the field in the pickup truck.
Oh, didn't realize that.
Yeah,
he didn't,
yeah.
He clearly didn't know it was Baker's house.
Nope. And I, Paul DePodesta, am the reason why Phelps' minivan couldn't make it to 400,000 miles.
Oh.
Could have rubbed that in, Robert. Thanks.
Man. Did you need to call Paul and find that out or no?
Just move along. Brought up a bad memory, Robert.
Sorry. Chuck in Cleveland. Chuck.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's up, Chuck? Man?
Hey, Paul DePodesta is the reason why you guys got to wear pants now instead of wearing shorts during your show.
It's true.
Also, Paul DePodesta is the reason that's who Johnny Manziel was hiding from when he wore that notorious outfit in Vegas, the mask and hat.
I didn't realize he was trying to chase him down like one of those shows that Jeff loves, those police shows that you like. What shows?
Law and Order, baby.
Law and Order. I didn't know which one it was. I don't know how many more of these I could do. Billy in Cleveland. Go ahead, Billy.
Neither do I.
Paul DePodesta brought the Asian lantern flies.
Could have went sideways real quick.
Billy, that was good. You know, you're supposed to step on those things. That's
you are?
That's, yes.
Feel bad.
It's rough, I know.
Remember how many were out on the street there? We walked by there.
Well, you couldn't help but step on some.
I've also noticed an unusual number.
They're very pretty, but.
Is this a bad sign? Like as I walk out of here, I've seen birds, like, hitting glass.
You know why?
I fear for the new dome. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know why?
Why? For the same reason they had the problem over at the arena.
Because they're flying through the streets of Cleveland and they're being infected by the smell that you and I smell every time we...
So you're saying that these sparrows are flying high?
They're high. It's like they're flying through the city going, dude!
Nick is in Cleveland. Hello, Nick.
What's up, guys? I don't think Paul DePodesta is responsible for this one. I think it's more of a Stefanski thing. When we go to the pass game in the first half, they run jet motion. Corley, he takes the handoff. He goes like 30 yards or something.
Yeah.
Here's my issue. He never goes back to jet motion throughout the whole game. Like, that's a play calling issue, not a talent issue. You know, any good coach on any level, you go back to what works. It doesn't have to be a jet handoff, but show that motion again. Make that defense respect that. You could fake it, go to the dive, fake it, throw a pass. But, like, when you have a success out of a formation, not of a play, and then you never go back to it the rest of the game. Like, it's showing me Stefanski's losing it a little bit.
And, Nick, let me double up on that. And you don't go back to a guy who gained 31 yards for you.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I know the talent ain't there, but, like, when you have some success, you know, you got to build off of that. And to not see that anymore, you know, it's concerning. And I was a Stefanski guy, but it's like, man, dude, peewee coaches are doing that stuff. High school coaches are doing that stuff. And so we don't see it at the NFL level. I'm excited to see what Tommy Reese does.
All right. Thank you, Nick. I'm genuinely excited, too.
The Haslams have released a statement on Paul DePodesta.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. You want me to read it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
about a minute.
Not very long.
Okay.
We want to thank Paul for his contributions to the Cleveland Browns over the past 9.5 seasons. Paul's humble and egoless approach encouraged a culture of teamwork and collaboration. He helped modernize our research and analytics department, and his broad background in professional sports brought a different perspective to our organization. We appreciate the valued role he played in our organization as a member of our leadership team, and we wish him all the best in his return to Major League Baseball with the Colorado Rockies.
Hmm. Paul's an incredible thought partner.
Didn't say that.
And Paul's the reason they went to those new uniforms that nobody liked. They didn't say that either.
And according to Alan on social media, Paul DePodesta's fault. You can't use cash at the stadium.
Oh.
Now that might be.
That actually might be true.
That might be true.
Well played. Well played. All right,
so that's a nice statement.
Well, so now do you know what he does? We spent an hour trying to figure it out.
He's the reason for the name change from the Indians to the Guardians, according to Grumpy Chief.
He encouraged a culture of teamwork and collaboration. He did modernize the research and analytics department. There is something, which we assumed.
All right, we'll figure it out at some point. Two keys and a lock, Tim May, coming up a little bit later in this hour. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.